The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord.
You
may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A few weeks ago in our Advent journey, we reflected on Zechariah's song to the infant John the Baptist, and what the implication of singing such a song would be for our children and for our community of faith. Today we hear Mary's song, the Magnificat. Now, in this song, there's an acknowledgement that I find powerful that Mary makes. I think we can relate to it. Mary says, "For God has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant." Mary acknowledges that she's been seen by God. What are those times in your life when you have felt seen by God? When you have been reminded and knowing that you can cling to that truth and that promise that God sees you, that God cares for you, that God promises to never let you go. See, Mary is not someone we could be tempted to put on a pedestal. Mary's one that we can really relate to. Because like Mary, God sees us and lifts us up. For much of the imagery in Luke's gospel is a leveling out of the world. The powerful are brought down and the lowly are lifted. And perhaps we could even see ourselves in this entire song. We can see the good in us. We can see the bad in us. It's the law that convicts us, and it's the gospel that rescues us. Because when we think about the powerful, we think about people that have a higher status than us. They might have more influence, they might have more money, they might have more prestige. And Peter Kael points out that rarely do we see ourselves as the powerful, as those who might be underneath us in the social ladder. We might just see them as less fortunate as opposed to being weaker. Yet he rightfully makes the case that we might be more powerful than many people around us. So on the one hand, this song is gospel. We feel seen, we feel lifted. Yet at the same time, we're also humbled and put in our proper place. As Mary sings, "God has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts." And Kael points out that if we believe that we're better than anyone, then we do have more power. And we can embrace that pride for what it is, or we can go through our life in this world feeling insecure and needing to prove that we are powerful so the world does not see us as weak. And either way, that pride gets us into trouble. But when we realize that we are seen by God and no longer care how the world sees us, but centered in that reality of a God who sees us, who lifts us up, then we're going to be focused not on how the world sees us. We're not going to pursue the power that the world wants to offer us, but we will follow the way of God. For Christ comes into the world not just to tear things down, but also to build things up. Truly is a both and. And we have seen Christians throughout history and in our present day stand up to powerful systems that needed to be torn down. And we have seen Christians throughout history and in our present day feed the hungry with good things in body and soul. And we minister to people's needs and share the love of Jesus in the present time. Our witness is a response to the one who has emptied himself, taking on our form, the form of a slave, and being faithful even to death on a cross. The death and resurrection of Jesus fills us with good things. It fills us with forgiveness, mercy, and grace. So particularly as Lutheran Christians, I think we can approach Mary's song in seeing the reality of the injustices in the systems in our world and the people that are in it, but also can look in the mirror and see our own shortcomings, see how we contribute to that overtly and covertly. Now, in this scene from Luke's gospel, we also see the reality of what faith can do for us in the here and now. Elizabeth is amazed at what is happening and is filled with both amazement and gratitude. That's really a way in which a Christian should live and operate in the world, a life that expresses amazement and gratitude, a joyful life that we pray would attract others to the grace of God. Elizabeth and Mary both see God, and they know that God sees them, and they rejoice in the promises God is fulfilling. The faithfulness of God is underway here. The good news is that we are lifted up, even as we are among the powerful. And we can see that imagery of holy baptism, because in baptism, we die. We are thrown down. But in baptism, we also rise with Christ. We are lifted up to new life. Now, God's call can be overwhelming. Can we imagine what Mary would have felt when she receives that news from the angel Gabriel? That she will not just bear a son, but that she would be mother of our Lord. And as she set out to see her relative Elizabeth, I can't help but to think of the various things that you and I have been called to do throughout our own lives. There are those times in our life when one chapter ends and another one begins, and that unknown can be exciting, but it also can be scary. There are times when we answer the call to do something else in our lives. We say goodbye to a former life, so to speak, and we transition to a new endeavor, and while that can be exciting, it could also be scary. When God calls us to do something, when God calls us to do anything, there is a tension between excitement and fear. Excitement because we know the one who is calling us is God and we trust God. Fear because there's so much unknown in what happens next and we really don't trust God all that much as we think we do, right? There are times in life when Mary and Elizabeth reminds us that we are not alone in what God calls us to do. God puts people in our lives, and we are fortunate with the community to be a source of God's presence, affirmation, and support. We do not need to flee from God's call for us, but instead, like Mary, faithfully follow where God is calling us to be and to do in our lives. God is calling us to bear Christ in that next chapter, in that next endeavor. And there are people in our lives like Elizabeth that will affirm and support us along the way. As a people lifted up by our God, may we live lives that magnify our Lord in word and deed. God sees you. God calls you to be a servant. God also calls you to be an affirming presence in the world like Elizabeth. And may the Holy Spirit enable us to be at peace. May the Holy Spirit give us the faith and the trust to see what God is doing in the world. Notice what the Holy Spirit does for Elizabeth here in Luke. It gives us the ability to see and to rejoice in what God is up to. So that when we are tempted to flee in fear, we are filled with that peace and security and affirmation of faith given to us by the Holy Spirit, so that rather than fleeing, we faithfully follow the way of Jesus. Beloved children of God, may we put our trust in our God who humbles us, who sees us, and who redeems us. May we go forth fed with good things. We are fed with God's word and God's sacrament, so that our lives might be a song of God's faithfulness to the world, so that the love of Jesus is shared, and that we bear the light of Christ in a dark and broken world. Thanks be to God. Amen.